Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas has partnered with federal agencies to try to ensure the security of the state's voter database as the FBI investigates security breaches in other states. Kansas Director of Elections Brian Caskey says he participated in a conference call last week with U.S. Department of Homeland Security and election officials from other states about threats that had been collected at the national level concerning election systems. A security breach occurred earlier this summer in Arizona, as well as one in Illinois. And a 3.2 magnitude earthquake shook part of northern Kansas this week. Kansas Geological Survey says the quake struck on Wednesday about 15 miles northwest of Hays. No damage has been reported. Scientists say damage is not likely in earthquakes below magnitude 4.0. It was centered about 150 miles away from the quake-prone Kansas counties of Harper and Sumner. Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Kansas opponents of concealed weapons on college campuses are preparing to fight again against the law and its implementation next year. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that state-run universities must begin allowing concealed weapons onto campuses next July. That includes Wichita State. The next legislative session begins in January, and lawmakers who want to stop concealed carry on campuses will have 6 months to change Kansas law. Democratic State Representative Barbara Ballard, whose district includes part of the University of Kansas, says lawmakers who oppose the law see better prospects for repealing it in the next legislative session, but they cannot be sure. Federal labor authorities say a concrete company owned by members of a polygamous group is putting underage laborers to work for long hours in hazardous conditions with little pay on job sites around the country. U.S. Department of Labor lawyers filed a case Tuesday against Utah-based Phase Concrete, accusing them of using boys under the age of 14 working during school hours. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Senator Deb Fischer says the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has approved a new lease program that will allow for the redevelopment of the VA's campus in Lincoln. Fischer says the department announced Thursday it had approved the lease program, which she described as the final agreement needed to redevelop the campus. Fischer has been working with the VA to redevelop its 60-acre campus in East Lincoln with a focus on reducing veteran homelessness and getting rid of excess property. Police in Omaha say a Minnesota man driving a semi-trailer has died in a rollover crash that also seriously injured his wife. Police say 66-year-old Danny Ryan of Hayfield, Minnesota, was driving the truck eastbound on Interstate 80 in Omaha around 6 a.m. when the truck swerved, overcorrected, and rolled into a ravine, landing on its roof. Mid-America Network News.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
CropQuest is the leader in keeping you as efficient and effective as possible on your farm, while helping you increase yields and be more profitable. Consulting packages are customized to your individual needs. While we are advanced in the latest technology, nothing can beat the agronomic knowledge and boots on the ground for over 20 years of experience in the field. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to find a CropQuest consultant near you. That's 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Palmer Labor Day Fun Day has been extended to a Labor Day weekend festival beginning Saturday, with softball tournament Saturday and Sunday. A gun show has been added this year at the community building on Saturday from 9 to 4. The Big Time Grain Company will entertain Saturday evening. Performance begins at 10. On Sunday evening, the annual hymn sing at St. Paul's Lutheran Church begins at 7. Monday activities in Palmer include the 5K walk and run beginning at 7. Frog and turtle races. Bingo begins at 9. Car show and tractor show from 9 to 1:30. Craft market open from 9 to 1. Cakewalk, knockerball, and RC derby. Dodgeball tournament, face painting, obstacle inflatables, and a quarter carnival will be featured from 10 to 1. They'll feature a parade at 1:30. This year's theme, Anything Goes, again. A benefit auction for the community cafe will be featured. They'll have burgers, brats, and a beer garden beginning at 11 a.m. behind the Palmer Cafe, and entertainment throughout the day on Monday in Palmer. The Homestead National Monument at Beatrice will host Labor Day weekend activities, including living history activities Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Heritage and Education Centers. The events are designed for the family. On Sunday from 10 to 4, the Heritage Center will host the Cars of the Homestead Era Car Show. And on Monday, the 7th Annual Old Fashioned Spelling Bee will begin at 10 a.m. in the Freeman School. For additional information, contact the Homestead National Monument. Velma M. Seitz, age 91 of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Velma Seitz. Jack Holly, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jack Holly. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, a roll, mashed potato, coleslaw, and lemon salad. KNDY News Time 7:12.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Landall Corporation Marysville is seeking a technical writer marketing aide to provide support to the marketing department along with administrative and clerical duties. Primary responsibilities include graphic design of brochures, advertisements, sales, and other marketing products and services. General clerical duties for the department include copying, typing, keying, and 10-key adding machine. May assist with events, planning, and setup, and perform other duties as assigned. Overtime, flexible hours are sometimes required. Adobe Suite and Microsoft Suite are required. Photography skills preferred. Successful candidates must be detail-oriented, reliable, flexible, have exceptional customer service skills, and be self-motivated. This opening for a technical writer marketing aide at Landall Corporation in Marysville. Contact the Human Resources Department for information or application. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we will see another beautiful day in the next several days thanks to a high pressure system that remains overhead across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It does look like, though, as we head towards Saturday night into Sunday, we do have a system that will move into the area, bringing us a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We're going to see those temperatures warm back up into the upper 80s and into the lower 90s as we head into Sunday and into Labor Day. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low at 57. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For Saturday, sunny skies, warmer with a high near 82. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 65. Looks like for Sunday, chance of storms at 87. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, record high on this date 106 in 2011. The average low 62, the record low is 44 in 1949. Sunset this evening 7:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:53. Clear skies and 55 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of September, KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Colin Kaepernick takes a knee. The Cubs win, along with the Williams sisters at the U.S. Open. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. He didn't sit during the national anthem in San Diego. Instead, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick took a knee to protest a number of issues. After the game, Kaepernick was asked if he hates America.
I'm not anti-American. I love America. I love people. That's why I'm doing this. I want to help make America better.
Kaepernick says he'll donate the first $1 million of his salary to organizations that help communities. Baseball, the Cubs have won four in a row.
Line drive short left field. That's a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Brian heading home. Two-run single, Addison Russell.
On WSCR, Cubs win 5-4 over the Giants. The Twins are riding a 13-game losing streak, but a rookie ended the slide.
Fly ball well hit to left field. This is back. This has a chance. It's gone! As he lifts a three-run home to the second deck.
On TIBN, Byron Buxton delivers as the Twins top the White Sox 8-5. Mets ace Jacob DeGrom had been struggling of late, and little change last night at Citi Field.
1-2 to Yelich, in the air, well hit left center. Back goes Conforto, and he can't get it over the wall. It's a home run for Yelich.
On WINZ, Yelich on fire against the Mets with 14 RBIs in 16 games against them. The Marlins beat the Mets 6-4. On this date 9 years ago, Appalachian State defeated Michigan in Ann Arbor for one of the biggest upsets in college football history. The Mountaineers nearly pulled off another stunner against number 9 Tennessee on the road with the lead until the final seconds of overtime.
Ball is loose in the end zone. Tennessee, some of the players signaling touchdown. Josh Dobbs, touchdown.
Run.
Recovered in the end zone.
On ESPN, Tennessee escapes with a 20-13 victory. Serena Williams moved into the third round of the U.S. Open, and she tied Martina Navratilova's record with her 306th career victory in a Grand Slam match. Venus Williams was a second-round winner. Other winners include Aggie Radwanska on the men's side, Andy Murray and Stan Wawrinka. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
High school football teams kick off the season Friday. Marysville opens the season at home hosting Rossville, Valley Heights at Troy, Frankfort entertains Onega, Axtell is home to St. Mary's Academy, Washington County at Donovan West, Hanover travels to Lebo, Lynn will host Clifton Clyde, Centralia is at Sabetha, and Southern entertains Auburn. Tune for high school football scores on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show Friday night on KNDY. Kansas State at Stanford Friday night. We'll begin with the K-Preps pregame show at 5:30 following our coach's corner. Kansas State pregame at 6, kickoff at 8, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks host Rhode Island in the season kickoff Saturday. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Hi, friends, this is Herb Hoflecker, and I'd like to invite you to tune in our little program we call Herb's Country Classics, Sunday evening right after the 6 o'clock news and weather on KNDY.
Jay Husker Racing at the Washington Speedway this Saturday and Sunday evenings. Hot laps at 6:30, racing begins at 7. Both Saturday and Sunday evenings at the Washington County Speedway on the Washington County Fairgrounds.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Wheat industry groups welcome Japan's announcement to end the temporary ban of U.S. white wheat exports. Japan's Ministry of Agriculture announced imports resumed Thursday with the purchase of 58,000 metric tons of U.S. white wheat. The ministry had temporarily suspended new purchases following the July announcement by USDA that a small number of wheat plants were found in the U.S. containing unapproved genetically engineered traits. The GE wheat resistant to the herbicide glyphosate was found in a fallow field at eastern Washington State. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers applauding the resumed imports by Japan on Thursday. The groups say the unexpected situation caused only a minor disruption in trade because stakeholders approached it in a reasonable way. Two U.S. senators say Canada's dairy pricing policies are harming trade and will negatively affect the U.S. dairy industry, jeopardizing the country's trade commitment to the U.S. Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer of New York and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin are asking for an investigation regarding Canada's recently announced national ingredient strategy and its already active Ontario Class 6 pricing program. The senators sent a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, alleging Canada's program punishes processors in Canada for the use of imported dairy products. The U.S. Dairy Export Council, in response to the letter, says Canada has created a deeply problematic track record for instituting programs to intentionally create roadblocks to dairy imports. The dairy industry is welcoming the call for an investigation. And Syngenta is seeking a buyer for its 6,000-acre operation in Hawaii in the midst of that $43 billion takeover by ChemChina. Syngenta trying to sell the Hawaii operation while still planning to remain a part of the state's ag industry. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. There is more talk in farm circles about an early farm bill as the farm economy is being squeezed by huge surpluses and crashing commodity prices. More and more calls from grassroots organizations are being heard in favor of early farm bill action, prompting questions to farm leaders and politicians. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the next farm bill requires immediate attention.
With Congress, they need to begin working on the next farm bill immediately. There's obviously some serious problems with the safety net that need to be fixed.
American Farm Bureau Federation's John Newton says the process for the next farm bill is already starting.
We're starting the process now of thinking about how do we improve these safety net programs? How do we make crop insurance better? How do we make Title I programs better so that they're more effective safety nets going forward?
Farm groups say help cannot come soon enough, with net farm income down some $30 billion or more since 2013. As prices fall well below the cost of production, some lawmakers in the Senate this week predicted Congress would be deeply into farm bill talks within the next 6 or 7 months. In other news, two U.S. senators say Canada's dairy pricing policies are harming trade and will negatively affect the U.S. dairy industry, jeopardizing the country's trade commitment to the United States. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin are asking for the investigation regarding Canada's recently announced national ingredients strategy and its already active Ontario Class 6 pricing program. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says that Canada continues to intentionally create roadblocks to dairy imports. The dairy industry welcomed the call for an investigation. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Drivers, if you've been thinking about trading up from the trailer you're pulling, head for MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Not only known for quality diesel engine repair statewide, MJ's of Mound Ridge is your dealer for Dunan Specialized Trailers, Chaparral, Benson Transcraft, Barrett, and XL Specialized. Whether it's a flat, drop, heavy haul, or livestock trailer you're considering upgrading into, upgrade the trade experience at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. So how are you, Mr. or Ms. Farming America, feeling about the ag economy? Optimistic? Pessimistic? Well, we have a survey every month now that gives us the answer. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
There are many decisions made in Farming America on a daily basis that are based on gut. Do you trust your gut? What is your gut telling you about this? Well, there's a relatively new monthly survey called the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer that translates that farmer's gut feeling into some numbers. And it comes out every month. David Widmar is a senior research associate at Purdue, and he leads the research activities for the Ag Economy Barometer. He says along with producers, they also survey ag suppliers.
And what we've noticed between those two groups, both within agriculture, is that producers are typically more optimistic. So I always say that hope has to spring eternal for you to be a farmer, especially when you face the commodity markets and the weather.
The Ag Economy Barometer value for a given month is always relative to the base period, which is October of 2015 to March of 2016. A barometer value of 100 implies no change from the base period. A value greater than 100 indicates an increase in producers' sentiment compared to the base period, whereas a number below 100 indicates producers' sentiment is down relative to the base period. The July Ag Economy Barometer number was 112.
You know, what we saw looking back all the way from last October when we first started surveying is that sentiment trended lower all the way through much of the spring. And that was very noticeable whenever we were out traveling around meeting with producers in workshops and meetings. And what was really going on there is that the commodity prices kept tumbling lower through the spring. And the realization of the tough financial situation that was brewing kind of came to light. Producers were meeting with their lenders, they were preparing their tax returns with their accountants, and they were starting to budget for the upcoming 2016 crop year. And we really, the sentiment hit bottom in March, and of course that was right when the commodity markets really fell at the end of the month when the USDA released one of its initial intended planting reports. And so that was really a big driver of that pessimistically low commodity prices and just kind of a bad financial situation in 15 and kind of the realization that 16 was setting up for a similar situation.
You can read all about the Ag Economy Barometer at ag.purdue.edu. Back after this.
Seasonmanship at work is at it again with the exciting news soybean growers have been waiting for. The latest Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans have arrived, developed to deliver the flexible weed control you need. selected and placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert recommendations only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning. Because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey throws your way, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Dicamba is not yet approved for in-crop use.
Contact seedsman Scott Wilkins.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 55 degrees. Middle 70s on tap today, a great night for high school football kickoff. And a great start to the Labor Day weekend, highs top 80 tomorrow, warming to the middle 80s by Sunday, then topping 90. Labor Day Monday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Blake Cripps. A pair of brutal losses for the Kansas City Royals sent them into what had to be an uncomfortable day off as Kansas City gets set for another big series starting tonight. Three games at home against the Tigers, 7:15 first pitch. They'll play the Twins on the road Monday through Wednesday, get another day off, then play three straight games on the road against the White Sox before a long homestand against Oakland and the Chicago White Sox. Ned Yost discussed the second extra inning 5-4 loss to the Yankees.
I mean, you know what these guys did? They fought to the bitter end. I mean, it was a game we were down 4-0. We battled back, tied the ball game under horrible conditions. It just wouldn't stop raining from the fifth inning on, and you battle your tail off, and you end up don't winning. Okay, well, you come back tomorrow and find a way to win. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
At American Network Sports.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details in your application at Cuyahoga.org.
Andy Murray, number 2 seed on the men's draw of the U.S.